when you were in high school and when you were coming to the Fresno Art Museum and sort of being more exposed to art and this kind of one space where it's just everywhere, did you imagine that your art would be here?
That it would become, no. I never really imagined I would have the career I did, or that I do. I mean, it's still an extraordinary thing to be a living artist, that's my livelihood, and my professional life is what it is through just my art. It's an incredible honor, and I just never have taken it for granted. It's a really incredible thing.
Do you feel like there are elements of the Central Valley or Fresno in any of your art?
Not that I can directly identify with. I mean, certainly my long-standing interest in just the landscape and being able to study the change of light, or the way in which San Joaquin Valley has such a particularity around just the sky and refraction, and, you know, it has its own color palette that's so particular. And so I think that maybe living here, I was always very observational around, you know, what made this particular place so specifically unique. And so maybe just learning how to look and see is kind of what came out of being here, but nothing, you know, not specific.
What's the painting called that you have here?
The painting is called Last Days Gabriel, and it is a sort of abstracted vision of the angel Gabriel, and it came out of a study of looking at sort of utopian visions and apocalyptic visions, and it's a very sort of epic painting in a certain way, and about the ideas of last days.
How would you describe your piece to a listener?
I work between abstraction and representation in my paintings, and so there'll always be something that feels that it invites you into the painting, and then there's often things that leave you more with questions than they do answers, and so there's an ambiguity that's always very much woven into the paintings. So I want the viewer to feel, you know, challenged by what they're looking at, and also find both beauty and discomfort, both.